Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. The higher order. There's a higher order. Amen. There's a higher order God is calling Zion to. A higher order. Amen. He's not calling us back into stuff. You know, when let's say we get past this whole pandemic thing, don't look to go back to where you were with your carnal self. Child, I can't wait this over. No, it's time to move forward. We don't want to be like the dog that returns to his vomit, or the sow that returns to the mire. No, we want to move on. Life as we know it has changed. Life is ordered differently now. Get used to it. We're experiencing some of the things that some other nations have experienced all their life. Yes. Amen. So get used to it. The greater one is on the inside of you. Amen. So let's get used to it. Somebody say, a higher order. I'm reminded when in the book of Revelation where John heard a voice, as it were, a trumpet, saying, John, come up hither, that I may show you of things to come. Well, there's a coming up hither, but let's talk about it a little bit. I have so many things that are in my spirit to share. I'm going to get as much as I can in this time that we're together in this service. But in Matthew chapter 11, the book of Matthew chapter 11, and starting at verse 11, Jesus is speaking in reference to John. He says here in verse 11 of Matthew 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there hath not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Look what he says though. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until the kingdom of heaven suffered, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Let's take a little peek into the life of John the Baptist. First of all, if you had to describe John, I'll use two words. One word is firm, and the other is resolute. Firm and resolute. In other words, he had resolve. In other words, John never wavered in his principles. He was steady and constant. Now, John was steady when people were lining up at the Jordan. I mean, thousands of people lining up to be baptized. He didn't, you know, try to go get, you know, John the Baptist church. He wasn't moved by the lines. He wasn't moved by the people. Neither was he moved by Herod. When Herod began to rage after him, when he told Herod that he was guilty of marrying his brother Philip's wife. And the rage of the king went after him. John was still firm and resolute. This is something that you don't develop overnight. It's got to be worked in you. Amen. That's why there's not a lot of time. You know, the 10 virgins, there were 5 that were wise. They had extra oil with them. There were 5 that were foolish. When the bridegroom came, it wasn't time. They had to go and try to get the oil. But it was too late, because when they came back, the door was shut. So see, don't waste time playing church. Amen. Don't waste time hiding out in a cave somewhere. There's a human part, a part that is so important, humanity. We need to see one another face to face sometimes. I don't care how high tech you think you are. That's not real church over the internet. Amen. It will suffice for a time. But God says, forsake not the assembling. And there's a reason for that. There's some stuff you carry I need to touch. I don't need my computer going up and down and you know, can't hear you and you and all the screen messing up. And we had church. Now, that's all right to suffice. But tell somebody, you are the church. Somebody need to rub shoulders with you. Amen. I said somebody need to hear your voice, see your face, touch you, give you a hug. Amen. Suicide rate going way up. Homes breaking up. People mad at each other. Just attitudes. You see more people speeding down the highway now, and they don't care. They're trying to get, you know, get the thing off of them. Scared of the magic virus. Why you call it magic? Because it's invisible. See, if you put something out that's invisible and get people scared of it, they ain't gonna hardly move. I know the devil is a liar. He's been a liar. He'll always be a liar. Listen, I'm not foolish or stupid. I know there's a real pathogen. It's been weaponized and it's been released. And there have been people that have gone home that have died from it. But that does not give us the prerogative to live a life based upon fear. Like God has left his throne. Like God says, I can't help you now. He's our hope. Hope is the anchor to our soul. John was firm and resolute. No, well, he wasn't moved by crowds, and he wasn't moved by his enemy. Amen. He wasn't moved by popularity. And he wasn't moved when people talked about him, thought he was crazy. He confessed and he denied not, and he stood afterwards. In other words, John said, I'm not the Christ. He confessed, I'm not him. I'm a forerunner. I'm one crying in the wilderness. Make straight the path for your feet, for the one that's to come. But whatever it was, John was firm and resolute. How many know we need that today? We need to be firm and resolute. See, people flocked to him because he wasn't like a reed. See, Simon was named or surnamed, his name was Simon Bar-Jonah, son of Jonah, but Jesus named him Peter. Simon meant reed. You know, in water, by the shore where the water's shallow, a lot of times you have reeds that come up and they'll blow whichever way the wind is blowing or the current's going, they're going to go that way. It doesn't matter. They're going to go that way. You got people like that. No matter, they hear this, they go that way. They hear that, they go that way. But see, the reason people flocked out to John, because he was not a reed. He was not one just blown in the wind and any, you know, today up, tomorrow down. Simon was, but Jesus named him Peter, in other words, rock or stone. And that's what he became. In this day and time, we need to cease being reeds. There's a higher order. God is calling you out of your carnality. Say amen, lights. Get me Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 14. Whether popular or criticized, talked about, and lied on, John remained the same. Amen. Well, they lied on me. Let them lie. Let God see about that. Amen. You just stay firm and resolute. Amen. You got it? Paul talking to the Ephesians church, he says that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. If you haven't by now, you need to get a clue. You cannot listen to secular media. As a child of God, you must have put your head in the sand. If you just following everything CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CBS, if you put them all up there beside one another and could time it, they're saying the same thing, or they're telling the same lies. They bought. And they're there to dumb down the sheep for the slaughter. I don't know if this is the case, but I think they're like giving people $100 or something to get a shot. Some place, I guess it is. What is 300? 300? You said 300? Uh-oh, I might, you know. No. I'm not making light of it, but, you know, just, I question this, and I'm just going to say it because, you know, I'm trusting that God's raising up a remnant that's going to be like John. Yeah. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. It don't matter. You know, the reputation, all that, forget that. You know, for God we live now, and for God we die now. You don't have a hell to put me in, and you don't have a heaven to send me to. Amen. He said, fear not him that is able to destroy the body. Fear him that is able to destroy the body and the soul in hell. So I would much rather obey God and say what he is saying to challenge some of you lukewarm Christians, some of you that have lost your first love, that have walked away from your call, that are hiding out in caves, ain't nothing wrong with you, except that you're living in fear, denying your call. Amen. Running from what God has called you to do. And some are going to have a rude awakening. God ain't pleased with you, that greasy grace stuff. No, some places God going to cut grace off. Amen. It's time to become like John, because it's going to get darker. And if you hadn't developed those spiritual muscles, you're going to be that child that's tossed to and fro. You'll be the first one in line. You don't even know what's in the thing. They call it a vaccine, but it ain't no vaccine. It's all kind of stuff in there. And you need a child of God, you need to awaken. If it takes 5 to 6 years to prove something, here you talk about a miracle drug and you want to be first in line, and you already see many people are dying, getting sick. Not necessarily that you get sick. There's a lot more to it than that. Those nano things in there and that luciferous that'll light you up on the inside is preparing you for something else. Changing your DNA. What do you think the toes of that image were? They were clay and iron. Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522. When the storm